welcome to episode 5 of the Pest Control Internet Marketing Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Patel, CEO of K3 Marketing, a Google Premier partner, where we have been perfecting the art of pest control internet marketing since 2005. Welcome back, everybody. I hope everybody is staying safe, staying healthy. I cannot believe that we are here. This is just an absolute nightmare. At the time of recording this podcast, you know, the USA just passed China with the most confirmed cases of the coronavirus. So I hope everybody's staying safe. Social distancing, really taking this seriously. The topic of this podcast today is related. Google just recently came out with the announcement that they're going to be offering a credit to help during these uncertain times. And before we go into that, about a couple of weeks ago, basically in the middle of March, I posted a blog post on our website, pcimpodcast.com. I didn't have an episode related to it, but essentially I posted on a blog post on certain tips that you guys can be doing as pest control owners. I won't go too much into the blog right now. Please go on there and read it. I think it'll be really helpful. But essentially, some of the main points that I wanted to mention as far as internet marketing is concerned is make sure you have a COVID-19 statement on your website and your landing pages. You know, maybe a banner up on top or a pop-up after a few seconds that just says, hey, we're taking everything seriously. We come with gloves. We're monitoring everyone, all of our employees. You know, we practice social distancing, or, you know, there are no iPads for you guys to sign or anything for you guys to sign. We'll just do, you know, e-signatures and just email you an invoice. So whatever you guys are doing, make sure you are very clear with those things on your website and your landing pages. Also, you know, your ads are probably performing well if you're running Google Ads. And if they are, you don't want to make any major changes to your ads because it could affect your performance. So what I would suggest is to add a account-wide call-out extension. It's an ad extension. It's called a call-out extension. And just make sure you kind of put on there in terms of, you know, certain precautions or certain things that you guys are doing in regards to this pandemic. So those two things, that if you do that, you know, at least it kind of lets your customers and your potential customers know that you guys are taking this seriously. So they feel a bit more comfortable about inviting you in their home, or at least near your home, to treat their house. So again, go back to our blog on pcimpodcast.com and read that. It's, I believe it's called Tips for Pest Control Owners, or COVID-19 Tips, something like that. Remember, people still need pest control services. You know, bugs and wildlife, they don't care about COVID-19. So we just have to make the homeowner feel comfortable, genuinely feel comfortable about having you guys come over and treat their home. All right. So if you haven't heard already, Google just announced that they're going to be offering a COVID-19 ad credit. So just so you're aware what this is, how it works, you know, Google hasn't really released too much information right now, but I'm going to go ahead and explain to you guys what they've currently established. So as a company, for the rest of 2020, Google has allocated $340 million in ad credit for primarily small businesses and mid-sized businesses. So pest control obviously falls under those. So primarily, at least. So essentially, if you're a small business or a medium-sized business, you have the ability to receive a portion of this credit. I think that's really, really, really good. Really nice of them to offer that. You know, I believe it's something like 90% of all of their ad revenue comes from small business. So it's a good move on their part. Kudos to Google and for offering this. You have to be advertising on Google since the beginning of 2019. Okay, so a little over a year, you should have been already have your ads running. If you started before 2019, like 2018 or 17, obviously you're fine. What's unclear right now is if you paused your account, especially if you pause it for a long period of time, how that affects your eligibility for this credit. So that's unclear as of right now. But if you've been running it all of 2019, all of 2020, and you haven't really paused or made any major changes, you should be fine for this credit. The way you'll find out about it is directly within your Google Ads account. So, you know, a lot of times in Google Ads, you'll see some sort of notification in terms of, you know, payment issue or your ad's not approved or whatever the case may be. I'm assuming up on top, the credit will be notified. You'll be notified that way. And then also whichever email account you've registered your Google Ads account with, I'm sure they'll send an email there as well. Now, Google said that they're going to be rolling out with the credit within the coming months is what is their exact terminology. So whether that means 1 month, 2 months, or 3 months, I'm not sure. I'd probably estimate around 2 or 3 months until you see this credit. You can use a credit up until December 31st. So till the end of this year, you can use that credit. Now, keep in mind, I believe this is a credit, not a refund. So for example, if you spent, you know, $500 in March, then you can't receive that $500 back. Essentially, you now have a certain amount of credit that can use towards future Google Ads services. I believe that's how it's going to work. It's kind of like when you first sign up for a Google Ads account and you get that $100 or $150 or $200 credit after, you know, 1 month or 30 days of using their services. That's kind of how that works. So you end up spending the amount, and then you get that credit in your account that you can use and then accrue costs with clicks and then get charged a little bit later. So I believe that's how it's going to work. It doesn't matter if you ran search, display ads with remarketing or YouTube ads or even shopping ads. I believe it's across all platforms, all Google platforms. So yeah, that's basically how it's going to work. Again, not too much to really go into right now, but definitely stay tuned if you're going to be continuing to run Google Ads during this pandemic. Google asks that you stay patient and then I would suggest that you check your Google Ads account somewhat regularly to make sure that the credit has not been already applied or at least some sort of notification has been up there. And again, how much you're going to be allowed for a credit is up in the air as well. I'm not sure how that's going to work. I'm assuming it's going to be some sort of percentage based off of your spend or something like that. Okay. Tune in next month. I don't know what we're going to be talking about. Hopefully it's another topic, but definitely tune in next month. I'll stay in touch with on the blog and on LinkedIn and on my website, and feel free to reach out if you have any questions, pcimpodcast.com. We're also considering in the near future, in about a week or so, to start up some sort of reasonable relief sort of pay-per-lead program. The way a pay-per-lead program or a lead generation program typically works is, you know, so let's say a company like HomeAdvisor that would sell 5 leads at $20 a pop or $25 a pop, and they sold that same lead to 5 different people. That's $125 profit that they've had, or revenue that they've made, and where that lead probably only really cost them around, you know, $30, $20, $25, or $30. So they make a huge profit there. Where we believe our Google Ads program for the pest control industry is the best in the world. So not only is the quality better, but we're also going to be offering a great value here, where our profit margin is very, very minimal, especially during these times. And then, you know, after the pandemic is over, we'll sort of consider other programs. But essentially, we're going to be launching something like this. So stay tuned. that's something you're interested in. All right, I think that's it. Everyone, again, stay safe, stay healthy. I'm Andy Patel with PCIM Podcast, the Pest Control Internet Marketing Podcast, and I'll see you guys next time. Thanks for tuning in.